As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226.
Come on, join the fun.
Let's go. What do you have? What do you have that's overrated, underrated, or properly rated? 651-461-9226. Susie, a jean jacket, I think, is always at minimum. Properly rated.
I would agree.
I think the jean jacket that works much better on a female than a male.
Absolutely.
How about that stereotype I just offered up right there?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I think it could have been an accurate observation.
Dave Harrigan, you with me on both comments.
100% accurate about the jean jacket. Yes. Yeah. Works better on a woman than a man. I would never consider wearing a jean jacket.
Really?
I don't think I. In fact, I'm going to say I don't think I've ever worn a jean jacket. And I like wearing jackets.
Yeah.
Put that on the Twitter machine. Chad Hartman likes wearing jackets.
Pro jacket.
Yeah, I mean, that's the edgy material.
Team jacket.
Woo! Turn the station off.
Do you mean like a sports coat?
No, a jean jacket.
You said you don't wear a jean jacket.
I don't think I've ever worn a jean jacket in my life. Just like you. Not a jacket, not a sport coat, not a coat, but a jean jacket.
So you're in favor of them or against them?
What's going on here?
He's in favor of the jean jacket for women.
No.
Not so much for men. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay. I'm saying I think it looks better on women than men.
I like to mess with
you. I personally have never worn a jean jacket.
Okay.
Maybe my life will totally change when I put on a... How about this? Come over here and let me put the jacket on right now.
Okay.
I'll come over to you.
Okay, you come over to me. He's trying it on. Now, I bought this jacket at a store in, I think, Wisconsin, Sparta. It was a little boutique. Just for listeners, it has a pattern on the back.
Well, it's very nice.
It's probably
I didn't notice
warm
that.
Because I've had it on.
It it's fits you nicely, Chad.
No, it's small, but, but you know, well, a little silly because it's small.
It's a little small. Now I can say I've worn a jean jacket.
There
congratulations.
You can now say,
woo!
Okay.
Liberate.
Okay, that is wonderful.
I'm not putting it on, though.
No, you don't need to.
I'm
going to
stay strong.
I was very warm outside, and as usual, there can be something we can discuss, overrated, underrated, air conditioning during the summer in office buildings, because, or anywhere, you know, because you might sit outside, like I will go outside today, and it's 88 degrees, so then I have a short sleeve tank top type top today, black.
Showing off the guns.
Yeah, showing off the guns. But inside here, I was immediately chilly.
Yeah, well, we're in a building that's a dump that should be knocked over. And just Cambry's saved. Let's make sure everybody's out of the building. But, yeah, you can go in this studio. It could be 73 and comfortable. Then you walk down to the newsroom, which is, what, 20 yards down the hall, and it's 85.
Right.
So get Odyssey, Mr. Odyssey.
Mr. Odyssey.
Mr. and Mrs. Odyssey, whoever you are.
Bill and Margaret.
Bill and Margaret Odyssey.
I'm inclined to stay downtown.
Okay.
But get us in a nice, like, skyway level.
Right.
One of these buildings where they have nobody in them.
Okay.
Right now we're skyway level.
Yeah.
There's just no skyway.
Yeah, we don't have a skyway.
Can't go anywhere.
But we're on the level.
Let's open up this window somehow and see how the skyway is treated.
Well, then we won't be the level.
Wouldn't that be good, Susie, if we just, one of the buildings were, and I know we'll probably get to the state workers coming back at some point today, but all of a sudden, one of these office buildings down here, we take all the brand new state-of-the-art, probably we're probably up to our equipment now in the 1990s, the equipment we have here.
We're probably
in the 60s.
Yeah.
And we take that, we go somewhere where they don't have as many people working, but right in the skyway.
Oh, we're
clean, nice.
Broadcast right there.
I want the studios to go there.
I want
us to leave this building.
All right.
And I want them to knock the building down. What should go up here on this building?
Apartments.
Maybe apartments.
Dairy Queen. Downtown DQ.
We used to have one.
I would die for a downtown Dairy Queen.
Remember we had one, Kitty
my
Corner?
God.
Who would get the dilly bars?
I don't know. I like dilly bars.
You don't
like them?
Well, on all the things you can get at Dairy Queen, a dilly bar.
You know, it's always, now that I'm older, I realize what a snow job my mom did on us. You know, she always got the peanut parfait.
Peanut Buster parfait.
Yeah.
That's the number one item to get at Dairy Queen, correct?
And she got the dilly bar. So us kids were sitting in the back with the little dilly
bar. Oh, she would have the peanut butter parfait and give you the dilly bar.
So now that I'm an older person and I have children, he's looking up ice cream on his screen. Are you going to order some, Dave?
I might have to.
How far away is the nearest Dairy Queen to downtown?
Oh, my goodness. That's a good
question. God, I could go for a parfait right now. Couldn't you go
Wouldn't
for a parfait?
That'd be delish.
Oh, man.
Knock
the building down and put just a giant Dairy Queen with like a couple penthouse apartments on it.
Is Dairy Queen underrated, do you think?
I think it's properly rated.
People still dig it.
I still enjoy it.
Yeah.
There's a DQ downtown. Nicollet Mall area.
Where?
Skyview or a Skyway level.
Really?
It's probably gone. It used to be over by U.S. Bank.
The Google's telling me it's open till 3.
I'm going to walk over and find it because I think that all got gutted because they're doing a remodel over at U.S. Bank. The whole Skyway is all under construction.
There's a lot of changes over there, but Dave's looking right now.
All right, I'll go over there.
Yeah.
2 o'clock. It, when
if
I'm
you
done.
Go, yeah. Dave, you're going to get us something, right?
Sure.
Do we want the parfait? Because then it might melt some. I think you have to count melting when you come back. I think then we'd have to go a blizzard.
Right.
Dave,
we're safe with a blizzard.
You go with my idea, I think, because she's got to walk. God knows she might stop at Target, too.
I will. You know what I need at Target? Oh, my God.
It could be about 30 minutes, so the parfait will just be soup by then.
Here's a fashion question
for
the gals out there.
Sure.
And the men. Does it bother you? So I have a black tank top.
You look good, and you got white pants going, right?
Okay, but I have a white bra. My bra strap is showing.
I'm not bothered.
I was going to go get a black bra at Target.
Dave, you bothered by that?
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I know it bothers women. I'm sure they're looking at me like, couldn't get that together, sister.
Do you not have a black bra?
I do not own a black bra.
You don't own one?
I don't.
How many colors do you have in your bra selection at home?
Terrible. Beige and white.
Diversify.
I need to get out there and invest.
Were you scared off by DEI? Is that what happened? So you decided to go with basically white-only bras?
that's it.
I think that's what it was. We have not entered into Susie's overrated, underrated, popular. So come back with that.
Okay.
You chime in also.
Yes, please.
651-461-9226.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. It's National Chicken Rotisserie Chicken Day. It doesn't even deserve to
celebrate.
Pronounced in the right way. Susie, rotisserie chicken is overrated, right?
I think. I mean, I don't know if you're starving and you pick it up
there
and
you go
home and you rip it up with your own hands.
Yeah,
and
if you're starving.
Eat it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Thank you. All right, let's go.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. You know, I still don't know how to play this game, but today I thought to myself,
you know how.
Underrated is getting together with family and remembering people who have passed. So we went yesterday afternoon to Fort Snelling where my dad is buried.
Okay.
And we normally do it Memorial Day. We decided because of schedules we would do it yesterday. It was terrific. There was not one person at Fort Snelling. We laid down blankets. We all sit around my dad's grave and share stories. And my mom insists that we each remember something fondly of our dad. And then we have to sing.
And then you had to sing.
We sing.
What song or songs did you sing?
We sing God Bless America and Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
Amazing Grace. And then we skedaddle up and we go over to Lakewood on 36.
Yeah.
And,
beautiful.
And we
right.
go see Grandma Jones.
Yep.
His mother.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful person. We lay the blankets down. We clean up the grave. We don't sing.
Don't sing in Lakewood.
She doesn't get a song.
Nope.
Why doesn't she get a song?
I don't know. She's never encouraged it.
Proud to be an American right there.
Well, we do.
Lee Greenwood. You could do a little Lee Greenwood right there.
We did sing Oh Beautiful for Spacious Skies at my dad. He was, mm-hmm. My dad loved this country.
Yeah.
Couldn't stand a lot of people in it. But anyway, long and the short of it is that.
What a sideways shot. That was. Well, I think that's a touching day.
It was.
And it's great. And that's a great day.
And I'm going to say I hate, and you can put it wherever you want, that the smoke wrecks a blue day.
Yeah.
It really bums me out. It's supposed to be sunny right now.
Yeah.
But it looks like there's a storm.
Yeah.
But anyway, nothing to do about that, but it just pisses me off.
No, it's overrated.
Yeah.
The quality of our air and the Canadian fire chief is not good. Needs to go. They want to be a 51st state. Get them on.
You're
all right, Dave. You're up.
You're up.
What's better than having your own cabin, Chad?
A friend's cabin.
A friend with a cabin. What's better than having your own boat, Chad?
A friend with a boat.
What's better than having your own pool?
A friend with a pool.
That's right. Yeah. Underrated. Ding, ding, ding. Friends with a pool. The girls got invited to a birthday pool party on Saturday. I went with them.
Of course.
And you know what? The party was over after 3 hours, and we stayed an extra two because we were invited to stay a little longer. The girls could play with their friends who
it's having
a birthday. Oh, we got to go back next week. And then the week after. And then the week after. Friends of the pool, baby.
We're going to go back to ripping the cabin experience because not this past Friday, but the Friday of the Memorial Day weekend. I was out west. I was in Chaska. Mm. And I was with Q and I was going to meet Michelle. And she's like, well, let's meet up by your house. I'm like, nope. Right now there are people lined up in Galveston trying to get to Brainerd. Okay. So we'll never get past Albertville. Okay, there'll be an Albertville road construction.
Oh, Lord.
Just get rid of all your cabins. Just have one friend who has a cabin. It cannot be worth it. We'll get to that another time.
You don't even like owning a cabin anyway. Let's be honest. Most people go there because they have to.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go there because you got to maintain it, not to actually have fun.
Ugh. Yeah, and their kids don't like it.
One more. Speaking of kids, so a few weeks ago, our daughter had a little fundraiser thing for her school, and it was basically just, hey, parents, ask who you can to try to give money. But she decided she wanted to do a little different. Mm. So she made some zucchini bread with my help at home and then walked around the neighborhood to the neighbors we knew offering a free loaf of bread.
You guys hate bananas?
We know what the superior to sweet bread is. It's not even close.
He doesn't like bananas.
Wow.
Think about that.
I could live off
bananas. My zucchini bread is untouched.
Although zucchini bread can be good.
Well, he just said his is untouched.
I guess.
Because it's that bad. Nobody touches it.
Anyway, she was offering a loaf for any sort of donation. $5, $20, whatever you want to do. She got like $150 out of eight of our neighbors. It's incredible. Fast forward to yesterday.
Kenwood? I mean, what's going on here?
Fast forward to yesterday. Two entrepreneurial young men that I did not recognize at all, but they showed up at the door.
Asked to bring your daughter home to she could cook? Or?
No, but maybe they got some a touch of brilliance from her and said, you know, we want to raise money for our school. Lake Elmo Elementary was where they were in.
No way, so they're shipping her out to sell?
No, they weren't doing bread. They had their own idea.
I don't think he's just giving Molly to random strangers.
Okay, make some bread.
So one kid's got a bag with a big old roll of paper towel, and a box of, and a thing of Windex, a bottle of Windex, and the other kid's he's got the squeegee. Hey, sir, how you doing? We're trying to raise money for our school, Lake Elmo Elementary. We'll wash any windows of your house outside that we can reach for $20. What do you say? I'm in. Let's go. I like the entrepreneurial spirit of our young men and women
country. Now, did you think about inviting them in to get the other side of the window?
I did not. I thought that would be a little worrisome. I did think about saying, yeah, go ahead and do it, and I'll pay you afterwards, and then locking the door.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
That's typical.
Yeah.
I hired my neighbors to mow my lawn. They were out mowing the other neighbor's lawn. I said, I'll give you $10 if you do my lawn. They're like 12 and 8.
How did it work?
I don't know. I haven't been home.
Oh, okay. Very good. MASH, I've established many times before. MASH, as long as you had Larry Linville and McLean Stevenson on, and also Wayne Rogers, comedy doesn't get better. I thought I got a little too Alan Alda preachy later in it, but Loretta Swift passed away, Friday?
Yes.
Hot Lips. 10 Emmy nominations for that show. 10 Emmy nominations. So many people talked about, Trapper and BJ and, of course, Hawkeye and everybody else. That show does not exist without Hot Lips. She was that essential. She was that great. So underrated, just not enough credit. Inside the NBA, now, the actual analysis the lads give.
Doesn't matter.
I don't even think they're watching the game, and I think they've decided ideas from about 20 years ago and just stay with them. They just stay with them. But that show is so unbelievably funny, and we're acting like it's going to end when maybe it has. Because here's what's going on, Sue. The NBA has been on TNT forever. Is it just short of 40 years, I think?
It's about that, yeah.
Okay. And the show with Ernie Johnson, Chuck Barkley, who is the key to the whole thing. The show vanishes without Chuck. You with me?
Yes.
Kenny Smith and Shaq. And those guys, those other three are very important. But Shaq is the fulcrum. They are now going to take that show, and on certain nights when ESPN has NBA games, that show will be on ESPN. How much? How they're going to air it? Will they air it just the same? Will they do different things? I'm a little worried. But if you got into the right algorithm, there were funny clips from inside the NBA, and here's how much of a basketball fan you need to be. Zero. Hysterical.
I know. I've watched.
Oh, my God. The clips were so amazingly funny. Let me keep going. I had a birthday.
That's right. Last Thursday.
What number? It was 6-0.
How does that feel to you?
I will now refer to all older people as in their 70s and 80s.
Okay.
Because you can't be old if you're in your 60s.
Peers, right. I think is what you call them.
Yes. And had, what would you say? Dave, was there about 40 people at the house or so?
You had a birthday party?
I'd say about 15.
And you did not invite me to your birthday party.
40 or so is fair.
Yeah.
I'm mildly hurt.
Yeah. Well,
I got invited. Yeah. No big deal.
Dave was there.
What? You really didn't think to invite Susie Jones to your
You were on party? The next list?
I'm think sorry. He thought.
But you, so you only had a certain number you could have?
Only people from the radio station were him and Carter. So there was no one else from the station. You know,
I could have been there, though.
You could have.
I'm in the realm of Dave and Chad. I mean, I can see you not inviting, like, Ari.
Thanks, I live. Wow.
I like Ari. I like how you just decided one other name should not have been invited. I mean, I know you wouldn't have considered this person.
That was the lowest.
And I was trying to be sweetier and just say I was so touched by just being around people who mean a great deal to me and so kind, and it was so fun. And as a person who thrives on friendship, it was just an absolute great night. Okay, keep going. Dishwasher. The normal dishwasher cycle, I swear to God, they're getting longer and longer and longer. I looked at one the other day. Normal dishwashing cycle. Normal.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours and 40 minutes.
Wow.
Who's doing this?
That counts as the dry time, right?
I didn't know there was a dry time. I thought it just sits there until it dries.
Well,
that would be the time it takes to dry.
Yeah, that's seriously.
But it's not doing anything.
I think you're medicated today.
It's not
Susan.
Like they have a little gnome running around with a towel in there.
How do you know? Have you been able to open the? You know, I would prefer if they had the gnome who was in there.
Not
that would be so good.
Solid.
Oh my God, that's tremendous. We don't need 2 hours and 40 minutes. Do you wash your dishes at all? I mean, why not all day? 24 hours.
Well, who cares? Because you put them in there and you leave, and when you come home, they're done.
You might have, you know, things to do. You might need those dishes.
Go quick wash.
Yeah, you got to go quicker. What do you think, Susie, about Tinder now debuting a height setting? A height setting where if they don't qualify for a certain height, they will not come up in your algorithm.
I think that's fine because, I mean, I'm short, so I don't mind.
How tall are you?
I'm about 5'3".
If you were 5'4", you would have been invited to the party.
Tough
you
break.
Dog.
She could have wore heels.
I'm literally mildly sad.
Stop.
Mildly sad.
Mildly. Okay, what about the height
situation? I think that the height thing is good. And that I look at height when I go through. Before I check on someone, I want to know how tall they are. I like
teeth.
To see. Well, I can't get teeth, but I can get, you know, college degree, graduate degree.
401k.
That's not listed. I can get where they live, you know, the city. So those are, they can be telling.
Are you a city disqualifier?
Yes.
You really are a city disqualifier?
Heck yeah. I'm not going to Ham Lake.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, you know. Where does that
What if
live?
Ari was in Ham Lake? I mean, that's a really bad. So you're saying just distance
Proximity.
From where you live.
Yeah, I don't want to drive so far.
What's your address again?
Yeah, let me say that.
I
live.
Just wanted to see if people want to stop by.
Okay,
the last one is the fact that the two of us don't get executive producer titles on the 9 to noon show.
Overrated.
Oh,
honestly, they're having Susie on talking dating today.
That's
and the last few years around this type of year, this time of year, we've been doing the grad ceremony etiquette conversation. All of a sudden, Carter goes, hey, I just thought of this idea. I don't know, maybe because you were part of it like 3-4 times on this show.
Including last year
Including
at this time.
Including last year at this time. And he goes, oh, did we? I don't remember talking about that.
Graduation etiquette, you know, after the big
fight. Oh, we're doing this now. Graduation ceremony etiquette.
Okay. Not how much to bring.
The graduation ceremony, not the graduation party.
Are you going to get to the party?
Nope, that's a separate time. When we come back, accept no substitutes. That means Adam coming up. Hey, I got this new idea. Oh, the one you've heard and participated in the last 5 years on this show. Graduation ceremony etiquette, the crux. How loud can you be and when can you leave? We'll break that down when we come back on CCO.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, let's get back to it. We've had some fun with this the last few years. Carter apparently has amnesia. Even though he's been a part of this conversation, I think actually every year, and then he comes in today on the Adam and Jordana show, hey, I got this new idea. When can you leave the graduation ceremony? I know I take a lot of crap, including from you, Dave Harrigan, because you're wrong and I'm right.
What you get from me is well deserved.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give a prime example. Next year, someone very, very close to me is graduating from a large high school, and his last name starts with an A.
Ooh. Aaron Aardvark.
Okay. A. So what you're telling me I had, this is a large, large high school.
Okay, I get it.
I'm a horrible person if I leave after Alan Anderson. No, I got to stay until Zebby Zebkowski. No, I do not. Now, what you need to do is sit near the top or even stand. That's what I'm going to do next year. I'm not even going to take a seat. Not even going to take a seat. So I'm not getting in the way of any pictures. I'm not taking anyone's seat because my A is going to be fairly quick. So you're telling me, because I've participated in this ceremony before, it's a couple hours. So I could either be there for about 8 minutes or quietly listen to other people, and 99.99% of them, I don't know.
Then don't go.
Yeah, I want to go for someone I love who's graduated high school to see when he receives his diploma. We will quick applause, not loud, not, you know, going on and on and on. Just, yeah, maybe even quiet enough, the yeah, so happy, smile, not going to draw attention, I'm not going to do that. But if you're at the back, you're not getting in the way, you're causing no problems, you are not in any way an awful person if you leave.
So do you want every parent that's, let's say, A through S to just fight for a spot in the back then so that they can leave right away as soon as their
kid
is called?
Does it apply to the S's?
How far does it go then? The P's?
Not very far.
The H's?
Not very far.
Only the A's. That's what it is?
Well,
only
next
the
year,
A through C's?
Next year it's the A's. Yes, it is. That is the rotating policy of Chad Hartman, graduation ceremony etiquette specialist.
You are a tremendously selfish person when it comes to graduation.
No,
etiquette.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Show up, support. It's not a graduation for only the A's, only your kid. You are celebrating the class of, in the case of next
am
year,
I going,
2026.
Am I going next year unless my boy is there? I'm not.
Of course not.
I'm not. I'm going for him.
You're still celebrating the class.
I wish them the best.
Doesn't sound like you do.
I wish them the best. And I'm also saying if...
Well, you're two beers deep at B-Dubs across the street.
Well, if it happens again at Wayzata High School, God knows what weaponry I need to bring considering last Friday. Jeez. That's another reason why I might be leaving early to avoid gunplay. Seems like... No, if you're deep into it, I'm not saying you just roll in and you walk down 10, 11 rows and you walk in the middle of the section. Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. No. But if you can be quiet as a church mouse, and I am light on my feet. I'm like, remember Lynn Swan?
I've heard you're light in the loafers.
Yeah. Thank you. Does anybody still eat? Who used that? Who's like the definitive comedian who would use that? Seems like there's somebody light in your loafers, turn in your man card. You know me. Who pulls off the Irish goodbye better than me? You were trying to pull it on me at my get together last week, and where was I?
In the street waiting.
Well, I happened to have to go back to the car. And then here you are sneaking out, and the Irish goodbye expert was waiting for you.
I had been bested. I agree. I give you full credit on that.
Thank you. So I'm good about it. So in other words, let's say your name. Your last name's Aaron. And you named your daughter Alice Aaron. And will they go to Woodbury High School? Let's say they're going to go to Woodbury High School. It's got to be a huge high school,
let's
right?
Let's just say it, right.
So I'm saying that graduating class is about 800.
No, it's not that big. Well, let's say it is. Why not?
Let's make it.
Why not 5,000?
Let's make it 1,000.
Okay.
Because some of the high schools are approaching 1,000 a class, right? And your daughter, Aaron, is basically the first one to walk up there. And what you think you should do is for the next 3 hours, stay there. Because it would be disrespectful to the others.
Yes.
If you subtly, behind the scenes, without disturbing a single soul, walked up.
Yes. What you're doing is the exact equivalent of somebody who's in the W's.
Astute decision.
Or the Z's. Waiting, saying, okay, well, just, hey, yeah, daughter, text me when they're starting the names, and I'll show up 2 hours later.
There are people who do that.
Yeah, and it's rude.
If they do it and they show up in the back and they don't bug anybody, what's the difference?
It's rude. You're supporting the class, and if let's
you're
just,
not going
let's go with,
if your
we're
child is not in the class.
Yes, I agree, but you're still
supporting
the class.
You're very strange if you're going
class.
To a graduation ceremony without any connection to it.
You might not be going to a band concert unless your kid's playing the clarinet, but guess what? You're still going to listen to everybody play, right?
Well, you're going for when... Okay, so okay, I'll give you this example. Let's go with the clarinet again. Your child again, Aaron, is playing the clarinet for ninth grade. Each class is going for an hour. Each class is going for an hour. So the ninth graders go for an hour. Great. Aaron, you're done. Now here comes the 10th graders. They're going for an hour. Great. Then the 11th graders an hour. Great. 12th graders. You're going to stay for the next 3 hours?
Well,
why not?
It's a ludicrous example because it's not a four.
No, it's not.
It's not going to be a 4-hour
band concert.
You're being disrespectful.
I thought it doesn't matter the time.
No, I am not staying for the other 3 hours because if it's only ninth grade, if it's only ninth grade, I'm not going at all because ninth grade band, blech. Get to the varsity level and call me back. No, it's rude. I mean, it's easy. It's the slippery slope argument.
Putting you in that box and you have no
way weaseled my
out
way
of the box.
Easily out.
No, you did not.
I am so slippery. It's the same thing. Okay, you know, Zebby Zimmerman is the last one called.
Zebkowski.
So by
come on, get it
sorry,
right.
Zebby Zebkowski. So by your argument, there will be four people left in all of Mariucci Arena
no,
next
that's what
year
I'm saying.
By the
I'm
time
saying,
Zebby
if
gets
you're
called.
In the back and you can do it without disturbing anyone, that's one thing. If you like it, you do you. I'm just saying in this case, and I'm not even counting that I have Q. That's not even the equation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can do it and you're not bugging anybody, I see no problem whatsoever. You're picking and choosing because when it was the clarinet event, you're out of there.
No, I said I'm not going at
you're
all.
Not,
it's very different.
That's very respectful.
If I had to be there, I'd stay there the whole time.
Just admit it, human beings, you may be slightly uncomfortable with what I'm saying. But I'm right. I'm right. It hurts. The truth hurts. And I'm conveying the truth right now. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. You know what else I'm right about? Pella. 100 years in business for Pella. Turned off the mic inadvertently. Did you do that just to disrupt me?
No.
Is that what you were doing? I think you were doing that when I was talking about Pella. 100 years in business. They are a fantastic company. For me, I've been with Pella since the middle aughts, and they have been great. And I finally decided I'm going to move. I'd been in this neighborhood, actually two homes in the neighborhood, so for 25 years. Time to move after a while. And I made sure the next house I was moving into, Pella windows and doors. Do you even know the shape and the quality of your windows right now? Most people just aren't checking that. Reach out, PellaNorthland.com. Again, it's PellaNorthland.com. Have them come out for a free, you know, visit. They'll inspect the windows, and they're not going to say, you got to replace everyone. That's not how Pella rolls. They'll let you know which ones are okay, which ones are great, and also which ones should be replaced and maybe a style option. You want to stop by a showroom? You can. Plymouth and Woodbury, and I believe in them 1,000%. For the month of June, this offer, PellaNorthland.com, 50% off qualifying installations or 0% APR for 36 months. The best, Pella. You have no idea what to do with high school graduation. Again, you're talking tough when your girls are like 400 years away from this.
No, you know it goes fast, Chad.
Oh, well, it does.
Blink and it's over.
That is true. Thank you. Since a certain group of people cannot take instructions very well when they're asked to hold their applause until the very end, I have a solution. If anybody screams or uses any noisemakers during the graduation ceremony, they start all over from the letter A and nobody leaves until they can make it through Z without interruptions. I assume you're for that, too, because you want the doors. Okay, so the graduation ceremony starts at, I don't know, U.S. Bank Stadium. You want everybody to be there by 7 o'clock, and according to Dave Harrigan, the doors open again at 10. We're stuck in there until it's over.
Yeah, it's like a lock-in, basically.
Oh, God. High school graduation, overrated, waste of time. Chad's right. No one wants to go. Well, that's not true. I'm not saying that in any way, that no one wants to go. It was an emotional, powerful night when I saw Hunter Griffin. Q lost his. Because I stayed the whole time. And I learned my lesson afterwards. Of course you stay for the entire program. Of course it would be rude to leave early. You mean the only reason the air is to hear your kid's name, really? And that's it? It's a ceremony. Enjoy the event and respect everyone else who is there. The only reason why you're going, the only reason why you're going is to see your kid or grandkid, period, end of discussion. And you know that's correct.
That's the primary reason you're going. Yes, but you're still supporting your child or grandchild by staying through the whole thing. And then when they say, now presenting the graduating class of 2025, then you hoop and holler it up. Woohoo!
Cheer loudly for everyone and they'll ask you to leave. That's my move. When I graduated from Mankato West in 86, they started the graduation process with the last letter of the alphabet for the names. Woke graduation. Random name calling for the diploma. How about that?
That would
be pretty good.
I'd like that a lot.
Then you wouldn't leave, right?
You'd anger the parents because they wouldn't have the camera ready. They wouldn't know when.
Apparently, Chad, none of your kids had friends who were at all interested in seeing their joy upon graduating. Yeah, that's it. They had no friends. What a thoughtless and uncaring person you are, Chad. God, you're taking this bit way wrong. You still want to be there to greet your kid at the end. Oh, we come back. Oh, for sure.
Half in the bag.
Yeah. How do you think Bruce Springsteen felt when Adam Carter left his concert early? That's a very good point. Plus, he was a total jerk at Herbie's before the thing. When I had to beg him to go, then I'm there with Jumpin' Jim Brunzel, and he's at the bar. Huh. He was in one of his moves. He was menopausing that day.
Yeah. Huh. Tough night for Adam.
Huh. Yeah. And then because Bruce didn't play 500 hits right away. Because he didn't play one of those random jam band things, you know, he had to leave. Bad karma to leave early by staying. You're giving to those graduates a prayer and successful and fulfilling lives. Me leaving or staying has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with that.
You don't understand.
I guess I do not. Chipper, early next hour.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.